I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Team Canada captured gold in men's hockey during the FISU University Games in January. The team went undefeated and capped off the tournament with a 7-2 win against Team USA in the gold medal game. Toronto Metropolitan University was represented at the tournament by starting goalie Kai Edmonds and left winger Kai Bowlers. Today, Kai Edmonds joined CGRU to speak about his experience representing Canada and TMU on the international stage.
Yeah, so Kai Edmonds and who I am?
Yeah.
So I'm a goalie for the Toronto Metropolitan University, and I'm from Ottawa, Ontario.
Okay, great. And so first off, like, what was your first reaction when you were named to Team Canada for the Winter Games?
Definitely excited. I was excited to get the opportunity to kind of learn what exactly FISU was, because hadn't really heard about it really until Johnny kind of talked to me about it, and then just really excited to get the chance to wear the Canada jersey. Obviously my first time ever to do that, so I was just really excited to be able to get that opportunity.
Where were you when you were first told that you made the team?
Just at the rink. Johnny had pulled me and Kyle into a room kind of after like one of our team meetings and just told us that we had been selected, and we were both really pumped about it. We're just really excited, looked at each other, and like we're very happy gonna say like what kind of experience this is gonna be. It's pretty exciting.
And what did it mean for you to represent Team Canada and TMU on an international stage?
It was awesome. It was not too far, so my family was able to be there as well. So just to be able to have the opportunity to wear the jersey is obviously one thing, and do it while representing TMU as well. It's just something I've dreamed of, obviously playing hockey growing up. You watch World Juniors and watch all these Canada moments, all these hockey moments with Canada winning, and to be able to win gold as well is something that I'll never forget, to be honest.
Was the preparation time different for you than it was for a U Sports season?
Not for myself. I mean, our team was very prepared. Our coaching staff made sure we were very prepared. But as far as my kind of pregame feelings and setup, it was still similar to kind of our games. And part of that was probably because I knew how good our team was there compared to other teams, so it made my life easier. But our coaches definitely made sure we were prepared, just doing all pre-scouts, power play, PK, all this video stuff. We're just prepared for every game.
And can you tell me more about what was it like coming together with these other players and trying to build chemistry for such a short tournament?
Yeah, so short tournaments are obviously different because you don't know a lot of the people. So it's a lot about kind of bonding in the first couple of days. You just did a lot of bonding activities where guys are getting to know each other, and you're trying to build that chemistry in the room that'll hopefully translate on the ice. And I think we definitely did a pretty good job as that. Pretty good job of that, of bonding as a team.
Guys coming in, were there any players you already knew, any the coaching staff?
Yeah. So there was definitely guys knew people from other teams. I went to high school with Jack Paquette, who was one of the defensemen who goes to Queens. And then obviously I know Kyle. And then a lot of the guys I had played against in the OHL, I knew who they were, but I didn't know them personally, but it was awesome to get to know a bunch of those guys. They're all really great guys. So we can just share a memory that I will always remember. So pretty special.
Were there any particular challenges during the tournament that you could think of?
Challenges as far as games, I mean, there is maybe the U.S. and Kazakhstan were definitely our biggest challenges. Czech was also a pretty big challenge, but we were still just four lines that were all equally as good as the next one, and just relentless pressure, which a lot of teams didn't have that through all four lines. So we were able to take that down. Other challenges was just when we were in Potsdam, which was the round robin, we were just all stuck in these dorms that weren't the most comfortable, but just single beds and cots. But it is what it is. It's part of the bonding.
Yeah, for sure. I guess, like, other than the gold medal win, were there any favorite memories you'd like to point out?
Yeah, obviously the gold medal. I just being there with my family. A lot of my family is from Ottawa, so I was in Potsdam for the round robin, which is only 2 hours away, an hour and a half, and then even Lake Placid is a little bit further. But to have them so close and be able to share the opportunity to wear the Canada jersey in front of my parents, my brothers, and my grandma, it was very special for me, for sure.
How did you guys, I guess with the family celebrate after it?
My family had to go home sadly because they have work the next morning and it was pretty far, but all of us guys, we just ended up going out to a couple different bars and we made sure we had a good time for sure. But I was gonna say too, like in Lake Placid too is pretty nice. Like it's kind of got a lot of history obviously because they had the 1980s Miracle on Ice, but just Lake Placid's nice. Did some dog sledding there that like on the lake. It was pretty cool to be honest. But yeah, I'm trying to think. Just Lake Placid in general. It's pretty nice. Some nice views of just walking down the strips. It's nice.
All right, awesome. So I guess right now, coming back, you've already mentioned it, getting back into the school rhythm. Can you tell me more about what it's like, I guess, just coming back to your regular routine after winning this gold medal?
Yeah, it's a little anticlimactic probably, but yeah, the next day kind of just back at school. I had emailed all my profs when I was gone, and just let them know that I was away coming back in week two, and they were all okay with that. Kind of let me know what to do, and so yeah, now it's just catching up, but we're about done with that. So it's just been kind of a little bit of grind and make up for the time I missed, but yeah, that's about all you can really do.
So, this season you're one of the most dominant goalies in U Sports. What's the mindset been for you and the team right now and moving forward and getting ready for the playoffs?
Just treat every game it's the most important game of the season, which at this point it is now. We know we just need to get the 2 points, and that's all everything that we do has to be to get the 2 points. We just have to stay disciplined, play as a team, and myself as included, just be consistent every shift, every game. And I think we've been working on that, and we're going to keep on working on it.
That was Kai Edmonds, starting goalie for the TMU Bold. Prior to joining the Bold, Edmonds played in the ECHL for the Orlando Solar Bears and the Tulsa Oilers during the 2021-2022 season. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.